Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Tom Mahaffey, of the 106th Legislative District in Dauphin County. Representative Mahaffey, welcome to the report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about one of the major topics of discussion all around Harrisburg and the state recently, and that's the state budget. Obviously, we've done a little bit of work here, gotten most of the work done, but there's still some things yet to do. Could you talk to us about what we have achieved, what we achieved by the deadline, and what there is yet to achieve?
Yeah, sure thing. You know, things have been going on for a long time. We started back in April. We passed the budget in April, and we got that over to the Senate, and we've been working hard to get it done, and we came down to a pretty good spending budget, which is good. We're holding the line on everything that we need to do on our expenditures, but now the hardest part is finding the revenue. But it's a tough time. It's hard to find where we need to be and what we need to do and how to find those revenues. It's not an easy process, and hopefully we'll have that done before the end of the summer. If not, we're hoping to get it done by, you know, when we get back here in September.
One of the things the House did achieve in the last month was a resolution talking about an industry that's really important in our state. That's the tourism industry and especially amusement parks. Talk to us about Amusement Park Day and why that's so important for your area.
Well, it's great because Hershey Park is right in my area, so we got to give a big shout out to them and all the people that come to the park to visit us. I think we have about 3 million people through the year come visit Hershey Park. It is an outstanding park. It's a great establishment, very well run, very safe. They provide a ton of jobs. The resolution that we did was House Resolution 424. I had the honor with myself and Representative Frank Ferry to introduce that and show how great these amusement parks are. I think, I forget the total amount we have, but we have so many across the state, and it's a great place to be, and especially with the summer. I encourage everybody to go to your park and spend some time with your family. It's a great place to be.
Another thing that we need to make note of before the summer is out is there's going to be a little bit of a change in the way people dial phone numbers here coming up in the 717 area code. We're running out of 717 numbers, and I understand they're laying on the 223 area code. Talk to us about what's going to have to change about how people use their phones as they dial the folks they know their numbers of.
Well, get used to it, folks, because here it comes. You're going to keep your area code, but they're going to overlap 223. So whenever we dial out in this area, we're going to have to dial the 10-digit code, which is 223 or 717 and then the number. So get it on your cell phones and make sure you change all your and update all your phone numbers to have the 717 or 223 in front of it.
And something that is of really ultimate importance here in the heat of the summer, legislation that was moved in the House that protects children, protects pets, allows people to make sure that those folks in hot cars are not in danger. Talk to us about what's going on with this legislation.
Yeah, House Bill 1152 was introduced and now has passed through the House, and it does protect those that are in these hot cars, and these cars are not just 90 degrees as it is outside. I mean, they can reach to 120, 130 degrees, and we've had over the years deaths of children left in cars. So what happens is we have a civil immunity for any damage that's caused if someone has to break into that car, but it has to be of law enforcement or those that are involved in that, firefighters and those to help out and rescue these children or animals.
And Representative, I understand that you recently got to participate in a tour at the Hershey Outpatient Surgery Center. Talk to us about what you learned there.
Well, we have a bill coming up, and we did pass this bill, and it's over in the Senate right now, and it really has to do with outpatient surgery. And what I've learned is in these outpatient surgeries, you have 4 hours for the surgery and then 4 hours for recovery. It's all about the health and welfare of the patient. So when I went into this tour, I saw exactly what they do. What this does, it relieves our ERs. In this particular outpatient surgery in Hershey, they have about 7 ORs, and once this bill's passed, then they'll be able to accommodate and make it for those that need that 24-hour stay. So it was a great, great opportunity to see what they do here in Hershey.
And I understand you also got to go on a little bit of a fun tour in your district, and that was of the Trogues Brewery. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, Trogues is one of the best breweries in Pennsylvania. I can say that because I've been in the beverage industry pretty much my whole adult life. It was a great tour, what they've done, how they've expanded, where they've come from, the days of old down in Harrisburg. These guys have done something that I just can't believe, and I encourage everybody to get out and see what they're doing. They have a bunch of new additions. They have a new patio. If you want to enjoy the outside as much as the inside, they employ over 220 people right now. They do a great job. Kudos to Chris and John doing a great job over there, and best of luck and continued success.
Representative Mahaffey, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Tom Mahaffey.